This podcast is the first of three on the parish-style system of evangelization. It tells very briefly the story of these communities. The second will tell of their impact upon parishes where they exist. And the third will suggest how a parish can launch them. In 1990, small faith communities known as parish cells began in the parish of St. John the Evangelist Ballantyre in South Dublin. A number of factors influenced their beginnings. During my first few years in the parish, an informal study highlighted a number of requests. The first was for parish bingo. Well, we easily facilitated this one, with great benefit to parish coffers. The study also highlighted questions from parents about how best to pass on faith to their children and teenagers. This seemed more difficult to achieve, so I talked to many people about how we might best help faith formation for parents. At the same time, I was on my own personal search. My previous parish experience had taught me that only a minority respond to advertised talks or courses. I was thus searching for ways to involve a wide number of parishioners in conversations of faith. At the same time, I was noticing a growing gap between faith and culture. Faith for many people seemed to be totally private and did not seem to motivate their work in the community and for the poor. And so I dreamt about a parish where faith and action, contemplation and mission were held together for mutual benefit. Then came what I now call one of God's surprises for me. In November 1989, I heard Don P.G. Perini speak about almost 100 parish cells, almost 1,000 people, in his parish at San Istorgio, Milan. This attracted me. Even though his address was brief and given in broken English, his words deeply challenged me. I loved the idea of small Christian communities in a parish that would reach out to others and grow by multiplication. What I heard continued to haunt me. At the same time, I questioned whether I would have the resources and courage to launch such a method of parish evangelization. And then in 1990, I attended an international cell seminar in Milan, accompanied by three fellow parishioners. What we experienced deeply influenced us. And within 2 years, there were 31 small communities in the parish of Ballantyre. This meant that more than 300 parishioners met each fortnight in small faith communities to share God's word and commit to sharing it within their relationships of home, neighborhood, work, and leisure. The origin of these parish evangelizing communities is interesting. During early 1980s, Father Michael Ivers, Longford-born parish priest of St. Boniface in Miami, Florida, witnessed a drift of parishioners from attendance at his church. He learned that many had chosen to participate in local Pentecostal churches. He was saddened. Did this reflect on him being a bad celebrant, bad preacher, bad priest? He considered. His reflections led him to recognize the importance of Scripture, trust in God's Spirit, pastoral leadership working as a team. everyone in mission, and meetings in the informal setting of the home. He took on this new emphasis and witnessed amazing fruit. At one time, 97 cell communities existed in his next parish at St. Edwards, Florida. In September 2015, Pope Francis met 5,500 cell participants in Rome. He spoke about the importance of the cell charism of evangelization, where each person becomes committed to evangelization and reaching out to others. He said, "Meeting in homes to share joys and difficulties is a genuine experience of evangelization that is very like what took place in the early days of the church." I'm greatly indebted to the people, lay, religious and priests, who at one time or another accompanied me on this journey of evangelization. These podcasts really belong to them.